This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. They're dressed to the nines in Oslo, Norway right now as the Nobel Prizes get draped around the necks of the laureates. For economics, the award today goes to Robert Shiller, Eugene Fama, and from the University of Chicago, Lars Peter Hansen, whom we reached before he departed for Norway. Professor Hansen, thanks for taking our call.
Oh, it's my privilege.
Help me with this. Your work embraces the imperfection of economic models, but still allows you to get work done.
I view the work I've done related to statistics and economics as, roughly speaking, how to do something without having to do everything. So economic models, how any model by definition isn't right. When someone just says, oh, your model's wrong, that's not much of an insight. What you want to know is it wrong in important ways or wrong in ways that are less relevant? And you want to know, what does the data really have to say about the model?
One example that comes to mind is, we know a lot about climate change, but there's also a lot we don't know. What do you think your way of thinking about imperfect models would mean for making good decisions about an issue like that?
Yeah, so that's a fascinating question. So, and this shows up not only in the connections to economics and the climate, it also shows up in financial oversight and regulation. Early on in discussions of financial oversight, people would say, well, this is a very complicated problem. Therefore, it requires a complicated solution. And at that step, I would say, well, wait a minute. Just because it's a complicated problem doesn't mean the best course of action immediately is one that's complicated. Because, you know, behind complexity, you can slip in discretion. You can slip in counterproductive measures that overstate our knowledge and the like. And an advantage of more simple approaches is transparency as well.
It'd be nice, for instance, if you could eventually offer some guidance of which of those institutions are, in fact, too big to fail or more likely to fail.
Part of what we have to do, or part of what remains a challenge, is we have to be not scared of letting institutions fail. You know, extended bankruptcy from big financial institutions would just be a disaster, typically, because this could have very big consequences. But we need to figure out better ways to get resolution when financial institutions are struggling in ways that aren't socially so costly to us.
Lars Peter Hansen, along with Eugene Fama and Robert Shiller, are the recipients of this year's Nobel Prize in Economics. Professor, thank you.
Thank you.